Strive to be happy. That's okay. As long as you're in one location, you know. Strive to be happy. Now, today is a wonderful day. And this is a day of instant illumination. Strive to be happy. What does it take to be happy? Well, I was working with a person last night who was having difficulty being happy. And so I told her, it's all your attitude, all your attitude. But she says, all of these problems. And I said, well, they're none of your business. The only problems that are your business are your business, and they're not a problem at all, are they? Just strive to be happy. Whenever you look at anything that anybody else does, if it is something that makes you happy or something that is joyful, then look at it and enjoy it. If it's something that doesn't make you happy, doesn't make you joyful, turn your eyes away from it. Don't pay attention to it. Don't empower it to be in your attitude of your life. Our attitude is the primary thing that makes us happy or makes us sad. It's the only thing, in fact, that makes us happier or sad, because we make a judgment about something, and so we're happy with it or we're sad with it. Now, can you be happy with no object in mind? And the answer is yes. Can you be happy with no object in mind, without any reason for being happy? Why are you happy? I don't know, I just feel so good. And well, that's not a good enough reason. You got to be happy for some reason. No, I don't. I just feel so good, and I have no reason for you to have. I can't imagine why I'm so happy, but, you know, I guess I'm happy because I'm just unconditionally loving myself. I'm unconditionally looking at myself and saying, I am a nice person. I am a fun person to be. I am so happy, happy, happy. Now, you say, my goodness, you're an idiot. Nope. This is really what it's all about. If we can be happy loving ourselves, if we can be happy just being ourselves and having fun, then we've got it made. We have it made. Every problem of life is solved when we no longer take any confrontation about something else that has nothing to do with us. Now, can you control the conditions of the world? Yep. You can say, all is in divine order, and let it alone. If there are two people are fighting in front of you, can you just look at them and say, hey, all is in divine order. To yourself you're saying this, by the way, not to them. All is in divine order. And then you just go about your life as though they're not even fighting. And when they recognize that you're not being disturbed by they're not fighting, by their fighting, they'll stop fighting. They'll say, don't you realize that we got an argument going here? And you say, I realize that you're two beautiful people who always understand each other and you always see the highest and the best in each other. Oh, come on, you're an idiot. You're a Pollyanna. Yeah, that's my problem, isn't it? I don't mind being Pollyanna because I'm happy when I'm Pollyanna. And that's what life's all about, is being happy. Now, you guys, you're happy doing what you're doing. No, we aren't. Well, then why are you doing it? How silly you are. Don't do things that don't make you happy. Do things that make you happy. Well, he did this. Well, so what? So what? Is that any of your business? What they do? Well, yes, it affects me. Well, how does it affect you? Because it makes me unhappy. Well, don't let it make you unhappy. Do not pay any attention to anything that anybody else does, because it does not really matter. It's done unto us according to our belief, our belief, our belief. You know, simple little statement, but boy, what a powerhouse. It's done unto us according to our belief. Now, what is our belief? What do you want out of life? What do you want out of all the circumstances that you go through in life? You know, little children, they can be so happy because they are untouched by the world around them. They don't know that the family doesn't have enough money to pay the bills. They don't know that daddy and mommy are thinking of breaking up. They don't know that daddy and mommy are having other relationships. They don't know that their world is just going to tumble down in a little while. And then when it tumbles, it doesn't bother them at all. Really, the adults are more worried about the tumbled world than the kids are. And, you know, the adults should say to themselves, if the kids can handle this so beautifully, maybe there's something we can learn from them, something we can learn by being untouched by them. Now, they're not untouched by ignorance. Don't think that. They know exactly what vibrations are going on, and they know about the anger and madness between you. They know about the lack of money to pay bills. They know about, but that's none of their business. That's not their concern. They cannot go out and get a job. They cannot go up to mommy and daddy and say, now, you two make up. You know, I want our family to stay together. Oh, but what they do is they are so loving and so wonderful and so forgiving that they're teaching their mommy and daddy a lesson of being loving, so wonderful, so forgiving. But the thing is, sometimes mommy and daddy learn the lesson and sometimes they don't. But to the kid, it doesn't matter. Because he'll just go on to another adventure. The kid will just go on to some other activity, maybe live with mommy alone, live with daddy alone, or whatever, and he doesn't really care in the slightest. And you think he does, because it's going to give him problems all his life that he's going to do. No, you're giving him those problems by your thinking about it, by your putting that power behind them, because the kids handle everything just perfectly. And they, you know what kids do? You know what kids do so beautifully? They forget. If there's something that doesn't interest them, they forget. Now, just point. If mama says, come on in, and they're busy with their playing, okay, and they go on playing, and they forget they're supposed to go in. I forgot, mom. You know, don't they say that to you? And now, clean up your room. Yes, mom, I will. And you go in there, you didn't clean up your room yet. Well, I forgot. I was busy playing my toys. But, sweetheart, you mustn't forget. Well, they must forget, and we must learn to forget, too. When we learn to forget, we're untouched by this nonsensical world that goes on around us that makes us think that it is going to control our happy state of mind, that it's going to control our feeling of equilibrium and harmony and peace and balance and all that good stuff. You know, man, oh, man, listen to the kids. I mean, we teach them to be concerned because they're not concerned before that. When you throw a kid up in the air and you catch him, he gets used to being caught. He says, okay, kind of thrilling. I'm caught, but my dad's always there, mom's always there, whatever. And so then they get used to it. They don't care. They know that's part of a loving gesture that makes mommy and daddy happy to throw them up in the air. And so then they laugh and giggle because they know that makes mommy and happy, daddy happy too. But the thing is, as for themselves, they don't care whether they're thrown up in the air or not. They just soon do nothing. You know, just be whatever they're being. And we are the ones who implant these thoughts in their mind. How many people go around calling their dog their baby? And their little baby and their child. And how many people go to their dog and say, now come to daddy, you know, come to mommy. We're putting those thoughts in the mind of these animals. The dog wants to come to you because you're a nice person and you treat him well. The baby wants to come to you because you're a nice person and treats you well. And you can be just as nice as you can to all the kids on the block. And they'll all come to you and want to be part of your family because they love you, because you love them. You take the time with them. Now, if your mommy and daddy would take the time with you, boy, your kids would be hanging on you night and day, be the happiest guys in the world. And would you like your kids to be hanging on you night and day? You say, no, I got other things to do. No. The only thing you have to do is to be happy. And do you think that having your kids hanging on you and loving you and wanting to be in around you and have your attention, give you their attention, don't you think that's one of the most wonderful blessings that the world could ever give? Wow. My, oh my, oh my. We live in a fabulous, wonderful, fantastic world of happiness, and all we have to do is just not get uptight about anything that is none of our business, and if it's our business, don't get uptight about it either, but just do whatever has to be done. Mm-hmm. And if you succeed, fine. If you fail, fine. People fail all the time, no big deal. People succeed all the time, no big deal. And nobody even knows anything about it, and certainly don't ever go telling people about it. And don't tell people what makes you happy, because then they're going to want to take that and enjoy it too. And you don't want to share it. Let them have their own happiness. They can have their own wonderful time, their own wonderful experiences and expression. But you let them go and have the happiness for yourself. Be happy. So, strive to be happy. And when you strive to be happy, what's going on in your world? Happiness. Just plain happiness. And anybody comes to me and says, I'm not happy. I say, that's your choice. You can be happy. Well, what do you mean? Well, just think happy thoughts. Start doing happy things. And get your big old fat nose out of other people's business. Because it has no place there. It doesn't fit. It doesn't belong. And they don't like it. And you don't like it. So why waste your time thinking about what other people are doing when you could be living your own life and having the greatest time that you could ever imagine? Have a lovely day and know that I love you. And I say to you, be happy. I love you. I love you. I love you.